James Thompson Boston here, and I am so proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, who are leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit and netball team wear. Plus, they have such good netballs, you should check the designs out. They are wicked. Just head to flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, a special look back at Nationals. Jacob, Talissa and Jen, to give you your proper titles, Jacob, you're the marketing director of EMNA and a mixed player for Spartans. T, Knights men's netball head coach, and Jen Walsh, director of development. Jacob, if we start with you, obviously Nationals 2023. From 2021, 8 men's and 6 mixed teams. Give us an idea of the growth.
Yeah, so 12 men and 20 mixed, which is incredible. Like, if you think about the growth of men's and mixed netball over the past few years, it's to see such talent on display. That was kind of, you know, gave goosebumps really. To have, I think it was over 400 athletes and then 200 staff around that, like, to do with the teams, which is crazy.
Give us a flavour of the day then, the really competitive games, I'd expect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. From last year to this year, even just one calendar year, it was brilliant. The growth of the teams that we've grown, have tried to improve and have absolutely smashed it. You know, we had at Spartans some really, really tough games. There was some teams that kind of got together because they wanted to play but don't necessarily play for a men's or a mixed team. They just wanted to get together and participate. And they're, yeah, really, really tough. This 8-minute quarters, which gives a challenge in itself. They, you know, once you get a new partnership, you have to adapt very, very quickly in the group stages. And then once you find that you've got that partnership, and then the quarter's over. So each team had to keep everyone fresh because, you know, minimum of 5 games. But it was the talent on display was incredible and very, very tough to defend against, for me anyway.
Obviously, we're perhaps more familiar with Knights and Giants, but you also welcome Kraken and Scorchers. So what were they like?
Yeah, so the last two finals for the men's have been Giants versus Knights, so both London teams. And I think every other team across the country has kind of taken that and said, okay, we want to be the first to break that. Northern Titans did that last year in the mix, and Spartans did that this year in the men's against probably the best men's team, and not just because T's on the call, but probably the best men's team that's played in Nationals in London Knights this year. So the teams that have participated have kind of seen the level that they need to aspire to be at. Obviously, you've got some of the, and T will speak about it, I'm sure, some of the best players in the world playing netball on that team. For everyone else, like you mentioned, Kraken in the mixed team, a team that's been formed in the past 12 months, able to participate and compete and do really, really well. Like West Cheshire Warriors is another one that last year in the mixed finished quite low for them. And this year finishing 6th, you know, for them, they were absolutely ecstatic about that. And they just want to keep on improving training and keep participating and tackling each other clubs near them. So they're going to be training with Titans, Spartans, Fury and other teams throughout the year, again, to try and build up their skill set with their director of netball, Chris, who's really, really keen to keep growing the netball in that area.
You'd done a team and player of the tournament. Tell us about who won those, some of the players.
Oh, gosh. So just talking about myself there, I was lucky enough to win the goalkeeper for the mixed, which, you know, I think my face very much showed that I was very shocked to win that one, because the nature of the goalkeeper position, like, you know, you need to win ball and there's a lot of players that have won a heck of a lot, you know, watching down the other end, just watching the talent and the athleticism and the reach of some of the players is incredible. We had Keon Russell, who won the goalkeeper for the men's. We had loads of different, so Rochelle at night. We had Highland Fever. This year was a great mix, and it's the first time we've ever done the team of the tournament. But I think that's something that will definitely continue, because it shows the consistency of the players. to be able to do that. Sadly, a couple of left just because of timings before they could collect their awards. But we had Kieran for Northern Titans, who they didn't have the best nationals for them compared to previous years, but they're definitely going to come back swinging next year. And he had a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal nationals, which was great to see because he's in the under 25 Trailblazers, and what a talent he's going to be over the next few years.
I'd spoken to Lindsay Keeble. She was obviously involved alongside quite a few Super League players as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's great to see the Super League players wanting to participate. Having Lindsay on court, we were playing against her in the semi-final. It's a scary proposition because of the aura that she brings. And the facial expressions are some of my favourite. I'm going to have to steal some of those. But having these players want to participate in nationals, so we've got Teef, who is head coach of Knights, but also participated. To have kind of legends of the game want to take part in this growing competition is something that I think that when Ryan and the team set up Emna at the start would be things that we could only dream of. So we'd love more and more to participate. We obviously know that they love the keyword loading, don't they? I mean, want to make sure that they don't overload, but to have as many participate would be incredible. You know, I got to tussle with Kira Rothwell, which I enjoyed and also didn't. So I'm thankful that I don't have to tackle her week in, week out.
T, what was it like for you, first of all, just to take part on court?
Yeah, juggling the coaching and the playing side of it is always a challenge in itself. But the idea of me being able to play is just to take myself away from the coaching element. Obviously, the high demands and the expectations that come along with the coaching, it's nice to just be able to relax and have a bit of fun, but also help build and strengthen some of that KM2 squads. It's such a phenomenal group of people and it's just so lovely to be involved with them. But yeah, the body definitely felt it running from one place to the other after about day two.
Did you give yourself much time on court?
That wasn't, do you know what was nice, Andy, is that wasn't up to me. That was up to the other coaches. I very much got to just switch off and got told what to do and how to do it, which was, really nice.
But overall, Knights National Champions, how proud are you of just that team?
I can't even put it into words, Andy. Obviously, it's been a long time coming. The men have done phenomenally well to reach the finals each year. The first year for me was one of the hardest losses because I do truly and I still believe that actually that game was ours and we lost it. Last year, credit to Giants, they were phenomenal and we didn't have any answers. This year, we knew we had answers. We knew that we'd been training incredibly hard in the build-up of it. We'd strengthened in areas of the court that we hadn't had strength in before. And one of the big things that I said to the other squads is that this year we had depth in our bench. You know, any of those boys, men, could have taken and been part of my starting seven. And that is a huge, huge difference. And that is credit to those guys. They've worked incredibly hard. You know, we've had Taylor come in, whose PT elements have made sure that these boys are fit. As Jacob said, going from 8-minute quarters to suddenly then a full 15 in a final, that after a full weekend is really tough on your body. But yeah, the boys made sure that they were prepped and prepared, and they did me incredibly proud.
You beat Spartans in that final, their first final. So what kind of a game was it?
So both the semi and the finals, we knew bits and pieces about each of the guys, the individuals. Obviously, Luke and James being a phenomenal and dynamic duo up front for them. That was one of the big areas that we said that we needed to concentrate on and make sure that we broke down. We knew that we had the speed and the vision in the attacking end to kind of step up and dictate against their defensive ends. And we just spoke about keeping composure against a team like Spartans, that trusting in what we'd set and our program and our structures would at some point unfold them, which it did.
What they're like as a bunch to coach? And tell me a bit about that progress since you've got involved with them. I mean, the growth, you must notice that.
The guys in themselves, individually and as a group, it's phenomenal. Each of them bring their own their quirks, personalities. The strength in that squad is phenomenal. Emna have a real big part to play in that. We took to the court, and each and every one of those members have, at some point, if not still, currently a part of that Emna programme, other than Taylor, who obviously comes off of the back of wealth of experience from Australian netball, being a training partner with Giants out there, as well as captaining Australian men. So, you know, what's great about it is that they're willing and they're wanting to learn. And I'm able to help them see the game completely different. But for me, the big thing is that their belief, they really, truly believed this year that it was their year, and they showed that.
Again, we've looked at the growth of numbers in the tournament this year, but what about the growth in teams around the country at the minute? How's that looking?
Yeah, do you know what? As Jacob mentioned, it's gone from sort of 8 men's teams to 12 men's teams this year. It's gone from 6 mixed to 20 mixed since we first started nationals. And as T mentioned, it's a lot about the depth of the teams as well. Quite often in teams, when we first started nationals, you know, they had 7 or 8 strong players, and then players that were learning and had just started the game. And to see the huge depth across all of the teams this year, and in so many of the clubs, any one of those players could have made the starting 7, is so impressive to see. We also had an invitational mixed team in that was made up of players from across the country that didn't have teams yet. And the way that they sort of bonded and gelled together was so lovely to see. We had 2 men sign up for the invitational that we put across into Norfolk United, who were a little short of players. And one of those was a 21-year-old that got the goal attack of the tournament. And his mum is now looking to start up a team in Lincolnshire and wants to enter both men's and mixed teams next year. There's so many people now getting in touch, asking for clubs in their area. Who can they join? Who can they train with? Who can they learn from? We've had people reach out from the Army team, look at who that they can more regularly train with. They only have 6 training sessions throughout the year, and they've enjoyed it so much they want to learn involved more regularly. I think Nationals this year has been such a wave of enthusiasm from everyone that's been involved, everyone that's seen the socials. You know, credit to Jacob and the team for the marketing that they've done around the event as well. I think it's so exciting, the platform that we're providing and how everyone wants to evolve from, you know, players of the likes of Taylor Gassie from Australia, the Super League players, but also players that have never been involved in netball before are sort of catching the buzz and wanting to be involved. We've got volunteers signing up from all areas. And it's a really, really exciting place in men's and mixed netball at the moment. And yeah, lots of things to come in the future that we will push ahead with.
Ooh, I was going to ask you about that tweet. I mean, you'd put that on the 7th of August, you'd heard about a young man, 20th of August, he won men's GA, and now he's been invited to trial for the Trailblazers. It's things like that. And obviously, his mum is setting up that club in Lincolnshire as well. It's what you want to happen, isn't it, in events like this?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many pockets of real young talent within our country, of boys that have grown up, you know, watching them play netball, watching their sisters play netball, and they've not really had a place within netball, and we're, you know, really providing that place for them now and nurturing them. And it's so exciting to see how much young talent there was at this year's nationals. And also, it's such a nice place to be that we've got things to offer them now. We've got clubs that are starting to welcome juniors. We've got women's clubs being more open to male training partners. We've got Super League teams welcoming them in, and we've also got the Emna program. So we had a number of our under 25 sort of selection committee and coaches at Emna Nationals that were looking at talent and getting details of some of the young guns that they thought had real potential and that they wanted to invite to the program.
Next year, the idea is also to add a bit of a youth cup for 11 to 16-year-olds as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's our dream. It's a lot of work involved in getting up there. Obviously, this year we ran our first youth cup for schools. So we had our finals in March at Nottingham Trent University. And that was really nice to see boys' school teams get involved in. And next year we want to go one better. We'd love to see some clubs start welcoming juniors in and running their own teams for 11 to 16 year old boys. So yeah, that's definitely the dream at the moment, and hopefully we can have the support of some clubs to help make it happen. Obviously London Giants have been hugely successful in setting up a junior section, but there's no qualms about how much it relies on volunteers and people giving up their time. A lot of people within the netball community are already hugely involved in doing lots and lots of stuff for netball. So we need new people to get involved, new volunteers to sign up. You know, mums of boys are a really key opportunity for us, really, because they're so keen to give their boys somewhere to play and to be involved and to help. Hopefully we can also see, yeah, interest from a lot of new people in helping to set up these forums for youngsters to play.
Jacob, back to you. Are there any options for Emna to assist if somebody wants to set up in a club where they are? Something you'd help with?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had quite a few people already get in touch over the past few days. So emailing, you know, info@englandmma.com or going onto the website and putting just in the details. There's always a chat feature there as well. Probably the quickest and easiest way because it takes just a second. And then all we need is club information and then we can assist with that and, you know, the setup, because we've got so many experienced people in Emna and around who have set up clubs, and they're always willing and wanting to share their information. So it's really, really good. You can just go onto the site.
And I think that all of us agree that that picture that Ben took between Jimmy and James, it's just that one photo, but it really summed up the whole tournament this year.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, I train with little Jay, and you know, he's 6'4", so I don't know why we keep calling him little. But Jimmy, as the captain of the Thorns and leader, you know, he is a phenomenal sportsman. I know we use that word a lot today, but someone who just wants to see people grow. You know, it's very similar to Teef, similar to a lot of the players on, you know, every top team. They want progress, and he's worked with little Jay in Australia, and you know, he's in the Trailblazers squad. And I think the future of the England Thorns in the attack, you know, that is just something that does bring a tear to a lot of people's eyes seeing that photo, because Jimmy genuinely cares. It's not just a photo opportunity. It's Jimmy telling little Jay that his time is definitely coming, because my goodness, what a player.
Hi, this is Ryan Allen, Thorns number 9, the president of England Men's and Mixed Netball Association. Make sure you listen to The Netball Show.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, really good to catch up with a player that's really been making an impact into the men's game, and not only part of Spartans, but as part of the England Thorns side as well. And you were the first person to score against Australia. James Firminger, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by looking at how your interest in netball began.
Well, I first started playing at primary school, and my mum always played down at the local club, Burnley Netball Club, and I always used to go and watch. And then when I got a bit older, I wanted to get more involved with the sport, but I wasn't allowed to play after primary school because for high school and for the older ages, it was only girls. So I got into coaching and umpiring down at Burnley Netball Club.
It would be quite difficult at the time then. I mean, did you face any of those difficulties at the time, and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, it was hard at the time because a lot of my friends were playing, and I became quite good friends with a lot of the girls on the Burnley Netball team. And when it got round to games and tournaments, I wasn't allowed to play, but I came round it by getting involved in netball, by going into umpiring and coaching. So I've got my C award umpiring. I'm going for my level 2 coaching.
Massive credit to you, because despite all the prejudice that you faced, you've never given up. I think people can take something from that.
Yeah, because it is hard at that age, being told that you weren't allowed, and then thinking like, right, what's the point of all this? Where's all this going to go? But I'm really glad I just didn't give up because of where I am now.
What's it been like for you as a person that plays the men's game and see how it's grown?
It's very exciting to be a part of it, because it's always growing and it's always getting bigger, and more people are starting to play. There is the downsides to it as well, like some challenges along the way, but just more exciting more than anything because it's growing at a rapid pace now. And just thinking about what it's going to be like in a few years is quite exciting to think about.
Yeah, I think we all remember our first picture with a netballer. Mine was a picture of Storm when we won the trophy. I had a full head of hair there as well. What about you? What about some of those first memories of the game, first pictures with netballers?
I think one of my first pictures was with Kerry Almond, and I've got a few with Joyson Vula and Caroline O'Hanlon. They were like my first photos, really. But it's just strange to think that I've played against these people multiple times now, and I'm quite good friends with Kerry. Just to think that they were my idols at the start, and now I'm playing against them.
Special relationship the Thorns have with the Roses as well. So what's that like for you? You've been following them over the years and now you're playing on a regular basis against them.
I think it's really good that the Roses and the Thorns are very connected, especially how the Roses have accepted the Thorns into the training, and they all love playing against the Thorns because they challenge them. In this country, I think the Thorns are the only team based in England that would challenge the Roses, and it's good what Jess has done implementing that, because we come in and play against these girls that at the start it was very like daunting, because you went in and it was like, oh, we're playing against the Roses, like you watch these on TV, and but then you're actually like on the same court as them, and like just even listening to them talk to each other on court is just mind-blowing at the start. But they're very welcoming and they're always excited to see us when we go to the games. When we were in Australia, they came to our games to support us and we went to their games to support them. And I just think it's really good how we support each other along this process.
Do they give you little bits of advice as well?
Yeah, sometimes. So like after we've played, we have some chats with the other players about how the game's gone and up-and-coming games, and like just giving each other tips, really, because from the men's side, we play a different game to the women.
Yeah.
Like a whole different style of play. So it's kind of good giving them our interpretation and they're giving us their interpretation.
In closing, and maybe a bit of advice for those that are following your game and have seen what you've done, what bit of advice would you give to them?
I think just don't give up and keep going is the best that you can do, because just knowing that there's these clubs that are popping up everywhere, and just thinking like if you keep going you can achieve what you want to achieve. So if anyone wants to join the sport or play for a club, a men's and mixed club, they can just contact Emna, because there's so many new clubs popping up that somebody might think, oh well, there's none near my area, but actually if you contact Emna there might be one.
James, the game's growing and you're just pleased to be part of it.
Yeah, it's very good to be a part of the growing game, and knowing that if this is what's happening now, what's it going to be like in the future? It'll be so much better.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.